AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The number of people killed in the Iran war is rising. The Iranian Red Crescent Society reports at least 555 in Iran so far, with more than 130 cities coming under attack. In Israel, 11 people have been killed and 31 in Lebanon. The U.S. military has now confirmed 6 dead. Meantime, Sagar Meghani reports.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is pushing back against concerns the strikes on Iran could spiral into a longer regional conflict. At the Pentagon,
this is not Iraq. This is not endless.
Instead, Hegseth says it's the opposite.
No stupid rules of engagement, no nation-building quagmire, no democracy-building exercise, no politically correct wars. We fight to win, and we don't waste time or lives.
Insisting this operation had a clear and decisive mission to destroy Iran's missile threat and navy. Asked if there are U.S. boots on the ground in Iran?
No, but we're not going to go into the exercise of what we will or will not do.
Hegseth spoke shortly after the military announced 4 Americans have died during the mission. The administration says it expects more casualties. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
In Texas, federal and city authorities say the gunman who opened fire over the weekend outside an Austin bar was not on their radar before the attack. 2 college students were killed, 14 other people wounded. Police say the gunman was wearing clothes with an Iranian flag design and the words "property of Allah." However, they and the FBI say it's too soon to identify a motive. The Supreme Court sided with Republicans in ruling that the boundaries of the only GOP-held congressional district in New York City do not need to be redrawn for the 2026 elections. This despite a state court ruling that the district is unfair to Black and Hispanic residents. And a federal court has rejected the Trump administration's attempt to slow the refunding of billions of dollars worth of tariffs. This is AP News. If you notice something around President Trump's shirt collar, Ed Donahue reports it's apparently a treatment for something.
The White House is attributing a large red spot on President Trump's neck to a skin cream he is using.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
News photographers captured close-up images of the president's neck during a Medal of Honor ceremony in the East Room of the White House. His doctor, Sean Barbabella, says the president is using a very common cream on the right side of his neck, which is a preventative skin treatment, and will use it for 1 week. He says the redness is expected to last for a few weeks. The White House did not immediately respond to follow-up questions. The president's medical report from his physical almost a year ago noted he was taking mometasone cream as needed for an unspecified skin condition. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The latest developments at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.